Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close, Rabo Agri Finance. We're talking about the beef supply in a post-COVID world in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top-quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls, too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top-quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
We're talking with Don Close, Rabo AgriFinance. Don, let's talk about this report that you've just released here at the Cattle Industry Convention. Things changed dramatically, first with the Holcomb fire, but then secondly with the pandemic itself. And you've actually put your finger on three or four of those changes.
I think it's a longer-term situation, Ron, that for 20, 25 years, we were focused on increasing the efficiency throughout the system. And through that efficiency, we were using that input to maintain or preserve or reduce the price of beef to consumers. And if you look at it in that long-term context, we might have just become too efficient at what we were doing with a just-in-time delivery system that it may very well be time take a step back, take another look, and do we need to build more insurance into the system to avoid the risk of another round of empty store shelves to consumers?
Is that what the Biden administration and Congress are doing by providing billions of dollars to perhaps open up new capacity, these medium-sized, small-sized plants that everybody talks about?
Maybe so. I've got to be very quick to say I have a tremendous amount of trepidation if that's the way to handle this. I don't think the big four packers are the necessary villain in this. We have a very high risk. As we see $1 billion going into increasing slaughter capacity, and at the very same time, we saw a cattle inventory report that showed our cattle supplies are cyclically contracting. But the timeline of when that cattle supply will be at its low ebb and the timeline for when some of these new facilities could be coming online, there will be a great deal of challenges for someone trying to enter the industry at that time.
Trying to find enough cattle to keep those facilities busy.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Don Close says for the Southern Plains cattle producers that have survived to this point, you still got to perhaps deal with drought this spring and summer. But otherwise, he thinks that most of the cattle producers around here should be in good shape to take advantage of excellent beef demand.
I think the producer that you described that weathered the storm and is in business today is in a robust position to capitalize on this beef demand going forward.
So, end of the day, out of this report, any particular, I guess, suggestions to the industry or advice to the industry of what maybe where we go forward?
My real effort with this report was to bring up a set of challenges to the industry that when collectively would add considerable cost to the production chain. Stability, but increased cost. What I wanted to signal or identify to producers was there's, and most of those things, the average, there's nothing that the producer can do anything about. He can be aware of them, that they are in the system, and that he needs to be prepared with how to deal with that new reality. That was my whole point.
Finally, speaking of realities, that cattle inventory report that you alluded to, your thoughts about what that means for the industry for the rest of this year and really into 2023, 2024 as well.
I found that report to be incredibly bullish and way more aggressive liquidation than what my estimates would have been. I think we have a very high probability solely because of drought to continue to see cow liquidation in 2022. But the breakdown of that report, the lack of retention of females, the aggressive slaughter rates that we're seeing, I have concerns short-term, Ron, that we're front-end loading the market so aggressively that our available fed cattle supply for this spring and summer will continue to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. Once we make that breakpoint at early midsummer, the likelihood of seeing a counter-seasonal rally in the market and to see a fourth-quarter average fed price that is higher than our spring high looks just almost inevitable to me.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 10th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,300 head to sell, 11,500 feeder steers, 7,600 feeder heifers, 8,600 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.